There are, at any given time in the United States, an estimated 80,000 prisoners confined to some kind of isolation. The long-term effects of solitary, anxiety, depression, and even hallucinations have been well documented, and the United Nations expert on torture has said that indefinite and prolonged solitary confinement in excess of 15 days should be ended. Here in Maine, the Department of Corrections says it has dramatically reduced the use of this type of segregation, and it's reporting fewer assaults, hospitalizations, and an overall safer environment at the Maine State Prison. But some inmates are still spending months and even years in segregation for reasons that the DOC says are necessary. In the second part of a two-part report, Susan Sharon has our story.
There are some prisoners who are considered so violent and so dangerous that they cannot be housed in general population. They're placed in segregation in the special management unit of the Maine State Prison. That means they're confined to a small cell with a toilet and a sink. And, says Deputy Corrections Commissioner Rodney Bouffard, how long they are kept there and how they are managed depends on a threat assessment made by staff.
Just recently, we had an inmate seriously assault another inmate with a weapon. So obviously, that inmate will spend 60 days in segregation. And then essentially a recommendation will be made for him to be admitted into the administrative controls unit.
The ACU is the most restrictive of the housing units. Prisoners are allowed fewer visits from the outside world and fewer privileges in general. They're typically locked up 23 hours a day.
Now, people will ask, how long are they going to be down there? It is not about doing time. It's about demonstrating the skills that you need to demonstrate so that we can be assured that when we put you back in the general population, you're not going to present the health and safety risks that you presented prior to being committed to the ACU.
To do that, prisoners have to complete educational programs the prison assigns, participate in groups when asked, and then demonstrate the behaviors they've learned. Bouffard says it's a progressive system that earns the prisoner more privileges along the way.
It's not definite. It doesn't mean you do these programs, we're going to let you out.
Douglas Burr is in his 18th month of solitary confinement at the Maine State Prison. Interviewed from behind a heavy glass barrier, he's difficult to hear, so we're using an interpreter to speak for him in this story. Burr says he's tried to do whatever he's been asked in order to get out of segregation, but says the goalposts have been moved.
Now, since I've been down here, I've completed three programs.
I've taken two college courses toward my bachelor's. So I go to my six-month review, and I was told I need more time for evaluation, all right? With no, if you do this, if you do that, we'll think about releasing you back to the general population. There's none of that, and it's psychologically damaging because you get your hopes up.
Unlike most other prisoners in the ACU, Burr has not been violent and hasn't had serious disciplinary problems. Prison officials say he's considered a safety threat, but haven't said why. Bouffard declined to discuss Burr's case because of a pending court appeal. He says he understands that for some inmates, the progression back to the general population doesn't happen fast enough.
I can tell you of some situations where we've moved some of the inmates out a little too quickly, and they end up, you know, doing something in general pop and then returning to segregation. So it's about seeing true change and mitigate potential risk.
There needs to be transparency. The person needs to know why they're in segregation and what the expectations are to get out of segregation. And that needs to be clear and documented and forthright.
Larry Reed is a correctional consultant for the National Institute for Corrections and other organizations. He recently retired as deputy director of prisons for the state of Colorado. But he began his career as a corrections officer and worked his way up to warden, including in a high-risk facility.
My belief at this juncture is that there is an immediate need to segregate a person who is exhibiting violent and or dangerous behavior immediately. But my belief has, over the years, realized that long-term is not the answer.
Instead, Reed says time spent in segregation should be restricted if it's to be used as an effective means for changing behavior. Reed works with prisons to strike the right balance. He says he's not familiar with the state of Maine, which is proud of its own approach to segregation.
Fights are down, the assaults are down, broken jaws, significant, you know, cutting and that sort of thing, an inmate cutting another inmate, those are down as well. What we're seeing is we're seeing far less people going to the hospital, which frankly is good for the inmates, good for the staff, and also saves the state a lot of money.
For example, Buffard says workers' comp has dropped from about $400,000 spent in 2013 to just $40,000 spent through September of this year. And on the day of this interview, the number of prisoners in segregation was 44, about half the number of a few years ago, even as the prison population has increased. Joseph Jackson, a former inmate who now works with the Maine Prisoner Advocacy Coalition, says corrections officials have also added and redefined segregation.
Now they've shifted solitary confinement and made another name. It's called a special living unit. So it's not really gone. It's just made us under another name.
Corrections officials say there are about 30 inmates in the special living unit, where they are separated from the general population but have more opportunity for socialization than they would on the ACU. They say most prisoners are eventually able to work their way back to general population. Doug Burr's attorney, meanwhile, says there's a fundamental issue at stake.
The fundamental issue that we're seeing is a civil rights violation. Whether or not the continued use of segregation as a security measure is a constitutional violation, both of Mr. Burr's due process rights and of his rights to be free from cruel and unusual punishment.
Eric Maynard says a superior court judge has agreed to review that question as part of Burr's administrative appeal. For MPBN News, I'm Susan Sharon.